cannot read the fiery letters, said Frodo. Gandalf said, but I can. The letters are elvish, but the language is that of Mordor, which I will not ever hear. But this, in the common tongue, is what it said. 3 rings for the elven kings under the sky, 7 for the dwarf lords in their halls of stone, 9 for the mortal men doomed to die, 1 for the dark lord on his dark throne in the land of Mordor where the shadows lie, 1 ring to rule them all, 1 ring to find them, 1 ring to bring them all and into darkness find them in the land of Mordor where the shadows lie. He paused and then said slowly in a deep voice, this is the master ring, the one ring to rule them all. This is the one ring that he lost many ages ago to the great weakening of his power. He greatly desires it back, but he must not get it. It was late September as the cart came in through Bywater from the direction of the Brandywine Ridge in broad daylight. An old man was driving it all alone. He wore a tall, pointed blue hat, a long red cloak, and a silver scarf. He had a long white beard and bushy eyebrows that stuck out beyond the brim of his hat. Small hobbit children ran after the cart all through Hobbit Town and right up the hill. It had a cargo of fireworks, as they rightly guessed. At Bilbo's front door, the old man began to unload. There were great bundles of fireworks in all sorts and shapes, each labeled with a large red G. That was Gandalf's mark. This is how J.R.R. Tolkien introduces us to the wizard Gandalf in The Lord of the Rings. He used simple language to bring one of the most powerful characters in literature to life. The first movement is a musical portrait of Gandalf and is expressed by a stately motif, which is used in a different form in movements 4 and 5. The sudden opening is the Allegro Vivace, is the indicated of the unpredictability of the Grey Wizard, followed by the wild ride of his beautiful horse, Shadowback.